Well, I have many treasured memories, but I think what I take most from Timor-Leste is really, the very recent birth of a young nation after many years of struggle, after many years of trying to garner international attention to that course, but achieving what they did in the referendum, and then establishing themselves as a sovereign nation. And what I really take from all the people that I knew there who struggled for this was the tremendous commitment, national commitment that they had to really make sure that their fighting and their struggle was not for naught. But most importantly, I think they wanted to give their people the benefits of a future for the next generation.
And Timor-Leste has been described as a successful story, and you just gave us an idea how the Timorese contribute to it. But do you have any specific moments where you saw that happening on the streets?
Yeah, I wasn't there at the time of the independence. But, people who were there, they would always tell me, this was all burnt. We had nowhere to live. The first UN mission, I think that when people were living on a boat that had come and that was docked there. Even during the 3 years that I was there, I would see beaches increasingly filled with Timorese families, just all frolicking, having a great time on the water. I would see all these shops that were set up in the evenings. You'd see smiles on people's faces. You see the construction, the setting up of small businesses. And the fact that people felt safe and secure, that they were going out later at night, that restaurants and other establishments could open up at that point.
Ms. Hack, now moving to peacekeeping more generally speaking, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that he would like to see more cooperation among the peacekeeping missions. How could this cooperation happen on a daily basis, according to your opinion?
Well, there are many elements of intermission cooperation. I mean, it happens in many different ways. For example, in terms of personnel, when I was in Timor, the mission in Sudan, in Khartoum, was closing. We lent some of our personnel to go to Sudan and to help with what's called liquidation. Just as I arrived, the earthquake in Haiti, the tragic earthquake happened. We sent 34 people from our mission to Haiti to respond to that crisis. And in the Department of Field Support, we have a new program that is ongoing. It's already in its third year of operation, called the Global Field Support Strategy. And the fundamental premise behind that is shared services make for better economies and better efficiencies. So all these are different facets of intermission cooperation. It allows us to be responsive. It allows us to respond to emergencies. It allows us to make use of equipment and resources. And we hope to see that, this will continue, mindful that it should not impact negatively the mission that is giving these resources.
Thank you very much, Undersecretary General Amira Hack. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that I think the great success is that the flag will come down in Timor-Leste, and that I wish the people of Timor-Leste all the good wishes for a bright and prosperous and peaceful future.